fashionista is Joan Lincoln. I understand we have a quiz this morning, Joan?
We do. It's called True or False. You ready?
Okay.
Now, let me just do a little disclaimer. I'm not a pro, but I do have a lot of common sense. And this story started, this little challenge started because Kevin and I took a ride on July 4th to Sodus Point, and this is what we saw. Okay, here's true or false. Okay. Do you need to cover your skin repeatedly with sunscreen?
Yes.
Okay.
Every 80 minutes.
Every 80 minutes. Wow, you're good. Does sunscreen expire?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Because there are a lot of people in my world who think that the tubes from, you know, 4 or 5 years ago still work.
They're no good. Yeah,
exactly. Is there such a thing as waterproof sunscreen?
Well, I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes.
Why?
Because the sunscreen I use, oddly enough, Joan, the reason I know this stuff is I read the thing yesterday. I looked at the can yesterday. I have spray on stuff. And I looked at it and it said it is waterproof for 80 minutes.
So they just say that, but it's not really waterproof.
Yeah, it really is.
Okay, so my next question was going to be, do you need to reapply after 2 hours? And the 80 minutes, you keep saying 80 minutes. So 80 minutes. we'll go with that. Okay. All right. Is the SPF related to the time spent outside?
Yes.
Can we use some common sense here?
Yes.
You think so?
It isn't?
Well, if the SPF is 30...
Right.
Does that mean that's the length of time that you can be out in the sun?
Is there a correlation there? There is, but I don't know exactly what it is.
Okay, good. Okay. All right.
There is a correlation.
Okay.
Okay, but I'm not exactly sure. I'll go get the can if you want me to read it.
No, that's okay. Don't get up out of your seats.
The reason I read this, I'm in Florida for a couple of days.
Yeah.
And I was putting sunscreen on yesterday,
and I was reading it
as I was putting it on. And so that's why I sort of know this stuff. It's funny you should be bringing this stuff up today.
Well, it's, you know, we don't need to use it here in upstate New York every day, but whether the sun is out or not, you know, you still have to protect your skin. I mean, my lips get burnt no matter what the weather is. Yeah. I don't know what it is about that.
You know, the sun reflects off the water too. So if you're in water, you have to, and even if it's cloudy, you still should put some sunscreen on.
Right. So the whole point was that we were at Sodus Point. We saw a lot of burnt bodies.
Yeah.
And a lot of beer bellies. And all I can tell you is this, I have to apologize to my daughters because if you brought your children out when they were in their childhood, the damage is already done.
Yes.
Yeah. So I have to say sorry, girls, because we did a lot of sunbathing.
A lot of sunbathing. You probably put baby oil on too, didn't you?
And iodine.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's amazing you're still here.
It is amazing.